Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Mr. Number 259. We should be doers of the word. God has told us what to do in our life work, and how to form characters for the future, immortal life. If we pay heed to the instructions given, we shall be doers of the word. His words are not permits, not suggestions, but the decisions of an infallible judge. They are divine maxims, the very specified laws which will judge us in the last days. No man is excusable for acting as though he were at liberty to cancel the decisions of God, to disregard his directions and injunctions, to review them, criticize them, reverse them as he sees fit. The words of God are righteousness and truth, but they are strangely unheeded. If men cannot shape his sayings to their liking, they depart from his directions and break his commandments. But thank God we have the living oracles, the lamp of life, and he only is wise who walks in the light. God cannot change the word that has gone out of his lips. Man cannot depart from God's plans, except at the peril of his soul. He cannot sit safely in judgment upon the word of God, for that word is to judge him when he shall stand before the great white throne. Let all bear in mind that the judgment shall sit, and the books shall be opened, and every one shall be judged according to his works. The religion of every man must be in harmony with the Bible. No man can disregard one word of God, or walk contrary to his expressed will, receiving or rejecting it as he pleases, and be guiltless in the judgment. He will be brought face to face with the record, and will have to answer to the charge against him. The soul must fully own the power and authority of the word of God. Then, though we may make mistakes, we always have a touchstone by which to test our ways and a standard by which we may, by true service, recall the heart and conscience.